Now, we're all living with Governor Kate Brown's stay-at-home order in place. So where are people who don't have a home sleeping right now?
Well, Governor Brown did add additional guidelines to her executive order, and she made a point of saying, quote, Oregon's stay-at-home directives do not apply to shelters and social services. So where people are sleeping right now kind of depends on who we're talking about. Are they an individual, a family, male, female, youth? There are different shelters that serve different populations, but even though many of them are still open, many are at capacity, which means they can't accept more people. Here in Jackson County, a lot of people who can't find shelter space are sleeping along the Bear Creek Greenway. Police and sheriff's departments normally do clean sweeps of this greenway. That's when they clear out people's tents and belongings. But officials with those departments have told me that they are not doing those right now, both because they recognize that unsheltered people have nowhere else to go, but also to protect their police officers from getting the coronavirus.
Gotcha. So now we've had at least one shelter, though, that closed in Ashland, the winter shelter run by Options for Helping Residents of Ashland, or ORA. Was that shelter closed because of the coronavirus?
Yeah, ORA closed its winter shelter about 2 weeks early. They usually have about 45 people on bunk beds throughout the winter. They would have been open until the end of March, but they said they closed because they couldn't comply with social distancing guidelines. They also took some advice from the Jackson County Public Health Medical Director, Jim Shames, who recommended that they close. Here's what he told me.
I think putting 40 people in bunk beds, one right next to another in an enclosed space overnight, is a really unsafe situation during a coronavirus pandemic.
Now, it's still been pretty cold at night. A couple weeks ago, it was below freezing overnight. It's still right around freezing or so at night. So what happens to people who were sleeping in the shelter that got closed?
Well, ORA did get a grant from the Ashland City Council to put 11 people who they considered to be very vulnerable into a bed and breakfast for about a week. But that still left more than 30 people having to camp outside, and many of them went to the Greenway. ORA provided them with camping gear like sleeping bags and tents. I did speak to one gentleman who is currently camping out on the Greenway right now. His name's Andrew Hecker, and I met him at a meal drop-off site outside Ashland last week.
Well, it's my first time camping on the streets. I usually, you know, have some place to go. It's kind of interesting, at the same time, very mixed emotions. It gets cold at night, and that the survival, me surviving out here, is so-so.
So how are local governments, like Ashland City Council, for example, responding to the needs of homeless people during the pandemic?
Well, the Ashland City Council did provide that grant to temporarily house, you know, about 11 people in a bed and breakfast. But other than that, as far as I know, there aren't efforts in Jackson or Josephine County to open an additional shelter for people who need a place to quarantine. The Ashland City Council has set up porta potties and hand washing stations throughout town. They've turned on electrical outlets in city parks so people can charge their phones. And they've also started allowing car camping in like three parking lots, which are being organized and run by ORA. I did speak to Ashland City Councilor Julie Akins. She's a vocal homeless advocate, and she says these efforts aren't enough.
A person wanting a place to shelter during a pandemic, a person wanting a place where they can wash with soap and water and shower and launder their clothes is not asking too much. They're asking to follow a lawful order, and we should help them do it.
She wants to see people sheltered in motels, which are currently sitting empty right now because the tourism industry is at a basic standstill. She says many hotels aren't willing to provide shelter for people who are homeless, even when there's funding available.
So, April, where do we go from here? What happens now?
Akins is still pushing for this idea of putting unsheltered people into motels or at least a public building. But she's told me that there's not a lot of interest among other counselors. Staff with Jackson County Public Health have told me that they've talked about the possibility of reopening the winter shelter that closed, but that conversation didn't get anywhere. So for now, people are still camping out wherever they can or they're sleeping in their cars.
I see. Okay, well, thanks for checking this out for us, April.
Thanks for having me.
April Ehrlich is a reporter here at JPR. I'm Liam Moriarty.